This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? I recently came across a video of the president of Rwanda responding to a particular question from a journalist. Let's take a look at that and come back and respond in kind.
The issue of values. Who defines the values? Or who doesn't actually have values? When people talk about values, sometimes there's one part of the world that has assumed the sole responsibility and the monopoly of defining values. So the rest of us have no values. We've just to keep learning from these ones who define the values. And by the way, the danger also is, it doesn't matter how long you take learning, you will never qualify. You will just always be branded somebody who has no values or who comes from a place where there are no values. So I want to put this case clear. Those from the north who always assume where BBC comes from, who always think they are the face of values, the rest have to follow. It's a big mistake. It's not true. We have values too. We here in Rwanda, in Africa, we do. No question about it. Second, there are some of these problems we have had in our continent, in Rwanda. Those from the north who define or want to define values have been part and parcel of these problems we have been facing. Some of them have actually been the cause of the problems we face.
I think this was a very good response, not least because the president of Rwanda was able to trace the genesis of ideas, if you like, back to Western hegemonic thinking. And I particularly liked the second part of what he said, relating to a lot of the problems that are present, not just in sub-Saharan Africa, but across the world, actually have their inception or their beginning from the colonial project, which is obviously delivered by the West itself. And this is very interesting and very good. I think really and truly, when we speak about morality, and we saw this with Qatar hosting the World Cup, and they talk about human rights, as if it's some kind of a universal concept, one has to really remember that it's not really a universal concept. Their understanding of human rights has a beginning. There are 30 articles in the United Nations Charter of Human Rights was not designed by a conglomerate of individuals from all parts of the world who all agreed with different ideological standpoints that these are universal human rights. Some things have been omitted, some things have been added, which the rest of the world simply doesn't agree with. And as to the point with the economic problems that much of sub-Saharan Africa continues to struggle from because of the Western world, because of America in particular, for example, with these major IMF loans that have been issued to many of these countries, then that's another reason why we shouldn't be listening to you, if you want to put it candidly. But I like the fact that this president was able to identify these points, and I think he's done a good job. And I think more of us need to be clever enough in being able to unpack these kinds of assumptions, especially when people from, let's say, a liberal standpoint with a small L, come to us with these kinds of questions. Why is it that your religion, why is it that your people, why is it that your country doesn't uphold a vision of human rights commensurate with the Western worldview? The reason is because we simply have a different paradigm. Now the fight is, or the intellectual debate should be, which one is right? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again? Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.